jumping to it before a primetime.
And they had a bunch of old clips of Paula Abdul talking about being addicted to pills or her back hurting or something. And they had the picture of the guy, Corey Chavis. And, you know, Fox would have no comment for Dateline NBC.
Wow, so now they're both ganging up on
Yes.
Well, this is the first time that a network, or in this case two networks, have gone after another network so aggressively during a rating sweep. Last week, after gathering all its information, ABC asked Fox to comment on a dozen questions.
Excellent.
According to the Drudge Report, Fox refused to answer all of the questions. At first, Fox said it would respond on Friday, but then announced it was still looking into the charges on its own. Maybe that if it's Fox, if I know Fox, they'll come out with their own news special on it. Hi, we're the Fox Network. We investigated our own show.
We're fine. It's David Ass Man, Fox News.
That's what they do here.
Yeah.
It's the defense's turn now in Michael Jackson's child molestation trial. Jackson's team has summoned the likes of Elizabeth Taylor, Kobe Bryant, Macaulay Culkin, and Jay Leno to testify on the pop star's behalf.
Yeah, bring the wobbly Liz up there.
Some of the witnesses scheduled to appear. The prosecution officially wrapped.
Hey, welcome to the start.
Jay, what do you think? Are you going to be you ready? On the witness stand?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, can you hear me? I'm okay. I'm fuzzy. Yeah, I'm the sheriff. Yeah. My daddy's dead.
You're quoting the Rosie O'Donnell movie, Jay.
My daddy's dead. Yeah, yeah.
Our dad is dead.
Yeah. Hello?
Sorry.
Hello? Nothing wrong with being a retarded person.
Thank you, Jay. The prosecution officially wrapped up its case against Michael today, and it's a weak case, according to legal experts. They say that if the jury bases its decision on just the evidence from this latest accuser, then Jackson will likely go free. They say it's only the testimony about Jacko's past that could do in the former pop star.
Hmm.
And those of you longing for a more serious Paris Hilton, your prayers have been answered.
Thank God, I'm ready. Tell me, Buzz.
The 24-year-old celebutant, 24, says, quote, I'm glad I got the partying out of my system when I was young. Now, she says,
you're an idiot.
I'm so over it, and I can focus on my career.
You're an idiot.
Her career, as of today, is savvy business titan. She says she wants to build an empire and not just continue as the Hilton Hotel girl.
I tell you what, though, I would guarantee this.
Wow.
She's a bleacher.
Oh, big time. If she needs it.
Right. She may not need it.
Is perhaps
she does.
Well, you never know.
She's got to be the blonde in a bottle.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pigment. It's not hair. So who knows?
Something tells me.
You think so?
Your instincts are good, I think.
Yeah. It is probably...
DG, you think? And I'm not talking about your initials. Dirty girl.
Probably LOP.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of pink.
Paris Hilton says her new role models are Donald Trump and Sean Puffy Combs. She's hired a new publicist, and she signed with a new talent agency to get into movie making. She's still appearing at parties, though. A 20-minute visit from Paris at your party will cost you between $150,000 and $200,000.
Hey, my wife's 50th birthday is coming up in a couple of months.
Oh, let's pool the resources. Come on now. Let's raise money.
Something affordable.
Hair and bleach.
In other makeover news, MSNBC is changing its name to the NBC News Channel, if you care. The name was MSNBC, that was born of a partnership between Microsoft and
right.
NBC TV News, but a source at the network says the new name will be cleaner, less confusing, and more representative of the mostly non-computer-oriented program.
Yeah, less confusing. And NBCNC. That's not confusing.
Well, they just call it the NBC News Channel, like the Fox News Channel.
Right.
It's worked so well for Fox, NBC thought they'd try it. Mm-hmm. They're just gonna
But if you're looking on your TiVo thing, it says FNC. When you're looking on the TiVo thing for the new channel, it's gonna be NBCNC. That's what it's gonna say.
You're probably right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the Mike Source News Channel.
Either way,
NBC.
They're bleaching the MS out.
Michael Source. Hi.
Motorola.
You said they're bleaching
the MS out of MSNBC.
Right.
Motorola has no comment on
like
the
anal bleaching.
They like that.
That we were discussing earlier today. Just so you know what we're talking about.
Right.
We may be discussing it in the future since it came up today.
Ad nauseum.
Just like Jerry Lewis, they're trying to get rid of the MS.
Mm-hmm. Motorola.
Don't be an ass.
No, he works on MD.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That requires different chemicals. Motorola has no comment on the cell phone it made, which exploded in the pocket of a 10-year-old boy.
Oh, boy.
The Sherman Oaks, California youngster has first-degree burns on his leg and groin area from a model that has not been recalled.
Oh, boy.
The boy's mother had purchased the phone for him. Telephone.
Hello?
The National... Thank you. Buy an ad. Give that fan a contract.
Thank you. Tonight's attendance... nil.
And the new video game that's raising eyebrows is called Narc. Actually, it's a game that was introduced 15 years ago, but the latest edition has some shocking innovation.
I watched some of this last night.
I seen it on the 10 o'clock news last night.
Yeah,
you see with Wilma Thomas?
Yeah, watched that whole thing. It's pretty interesting.
In the game,
it's crap.
You're a narcotics agent among your mission to confiscate drugs, as narcotics agents do, but no one's perfect. So in the game, you take some of these drugs, as narcotics agents occasionally do.
There is nothing funnier than seeing the guys that design this, you know, when they go to them and hear. Yeah, you want to talk about spin and just magnificent spin,
right,
where they're trying to spin a situation that's basically unspinnable.
Well, here's the thing. It's a video game,
right,
and it's okay to kill people and chop people's heads off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's got a problem with that.
Exactly.
So these guys, they got drugs in their game. What I saw was,
LSD part?
Well, I saw the part about Quaaludes.
Right.
Where they're saying, your children can have access to virtual drugs in a video game.
Right.
It's a video game.
It's like having access to virtual murder in other games.
They have one of these guys, the programmers on that you're talking about, Mike. I guess we saw the same report. Mm-hmm. He goes, all right, now I'm playing the game, and he's doing the joystick, and he goes, now, as you see, I'm going to take a Quaalude. Now, this is going to make my eyesight much better.
For a very brief period of time.
And then Wilma Thomas, the female reporter, says, and what happens if you continue to take the Quaaludes?
Well, as you can see, as he keeps pushing the buttons, I will eventually become, as it says on the screen, an addict.
Don't take the acid or the other bad guys will grow devil horns. If that happens, just take some speed and you'll be Superman again. Everything happening too fast? Try some weed. Pretending to kill people has only raised a few eyebrows in video games and usually just on one side. Pretending to take drugs is raising both eyebrows all over the map.
Did you see the one where they black out? At a certain point, if you take too many drugs, you black out. And it just says on the screen, blackout.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. I was watching that, and they're getting their panties in a wad, and I know it's for sweeps and everything. Did anybody ever check out, like, Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto was horrible.
The killing and...
No, it's great.
And all the other games.
But it's a game.
I don't care.
Now, some games are... Some of the new games have virtual sex. We're getting closer to... virtual sex in video games as well.
Well, now how do you have virtual sex?
Well, you just do.
Sex is going to have to your little man that you're controlling with the joystick.
You
have to work the joystick a little more.
You use a different joystick.
See, when they say, though, virtual drugs, virtual sex, that's false advertising, because if you play the video game, you're not going to get high and you're not going to get laid unless you do it yourself.
In fact, if you're playing a video game, you're not going to get laid.
Yeah, it's the same thing though with parents. If you don't, it's like taking your kid to a movie. If you don't, the movie's right for the kid. You don't take the video of it. You know, that's what you do,
Mike.
Yes,
parents just understand.
Parents just don't understand. Now, as far as the virtual sex video, that should be marketed to adults, for adults, and where can I get it?
Either way, you're going to need that vibrating controller.
Absolutely,
and I have it already.
And then there's the new Revenge CD, a delightful new sound effects collection that's sure to get you and your neighbor arrested or killed. The Dumb and Dumber idea here is to get even with your noisy neighbor by cranking up your stereo and playing high heels on a hardwood floor, a jackhammer, a bowling alley, a freight train, and a horn-honking traffic jam. Plus a woman screaming as she might if she were really, really enjoying herself.
Excellent.
Tell me that won't get you killed.
It comes with earplugs for your protection. A psychology professor at NYU is fascinated by this. He says his studies have shown that if you play this CD constantly, New Yorkers at least, get used to the noise. But, he says, playing it, taking a break, and playing it again does the trick. Quoting him, people can't handle it. It becomes unbearable.
What about this CD?
There's a rooster in the hen house.
Oh, my God.
We don't have enough stupid tape.
Okay, that's enough. It may become harder to buy decongestant than alcohol. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, no.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hey, bud. Segment of Buzz brought to you by the makers of Fram Oil Filters. You go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Pretty good website. Okay, give me 30 seconds. 30 seconds to talk about the Nimrods on DCR TV.
Oh, what are they up to now?
People are writing about our ratings.
Oh, good.
This is why I don't respect this guy, Dave Hughes, that runs this radio message board. Somebody writes, I saw the post of Don and Mike's numbers off their website. Just to clear up any issues, those numbers are from only 1 month. 3 months make up a ratings book. Don and Mike did not give you the numbers from the ratings book. They gave you the numbers from one of the months that make up a book. And it's signed some guy named Brett. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy, Dave Hughes, that runs this radio gossip website,
knows better.
Writes nothing to say, oh, no, that's not
true. Yeah, even though it's incorrect and he knows it.
Hold on. Oh. And if you go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, says, thank you, everybody. Your continuing support has once again given us great ratings. Without the numbers you give us, we'd never be allowed to do the show that we do. And then it very clearly says, Arbitron quarterly results, winter 2005 ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. Frankly, really, I'm tired of talking about DCR TV and all you guys that listen to the show every day and write how bad we suck. Well, the truth is, you wrote how bad we sucked and that our ratings suck. Our ratings don't suck. You MFers keep listening. And you, Dave Hughes, you son of a bitch, you know, you can say it's the wild, wild west. People can write anything they want. However, I notice if someone has a question about another show, you always write a nice little response right underneath.
Sure. I mean, get it right. Get the facts right. And if somebody's, you know, basically screwing up the facts, you know, correct it.
And that was my only bone of contention with this pull off your underpants and let's talk about radio message board.
Exactly.
You know, we don't lie about our ratings. If you guys on that message board think we suck, more power to you. If you're getting your rock right now because I'm talking about you, more power to you.
You know that's happening, Don.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Hello!
We don't lie about our ratings. And it would be nice if the guy that wrote that website at least would straighten things out.
Ain't gonna happen.
No, I know it ain't.
In sports.
Because it's real tough to figure out on our website where it says Arbitron quarterly results, winter 2005 ratings.
Bingo.
Anyway. Hi, but go to our website.
Yeah.
Kicks ass.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That's all you need. In sports, what are teammates for? When Brewers fielder Lyle Overbay opened his jaw by running into a wall, pitcher Chris Capuano made a point to capture that moment on his cell phone camera. Quoting Chris, all the guys wanted a copy. It looked like a steak that had been butterflied open.
Yeah!
The caddy for an LPGA golfer is suing his former boss. He says she seduced him to get pregnant. He says Jackie Gallagher Smith used him as, quote, an unwitting sperm donor.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah.